I watched the teaser for Cobra Kai. Looks really good.
Yeah, come back in, Donna.
I might.
What season did you drop off?
The end of two?
That was a pretty dramatic ending, as I recall.
It was... Yeah, that's where everything happened at the school.
Yeah, the big school fight.
Yeah, so maybe I stayed through season three.
Maybe you started season three.
Yeah, and then I peaced out.
I really enjoyed it. It's campy, it's fun.
It's good.
Throwback. It's
the writing is really good.
Yeah, it's self-aware.
Yes.
It knows what it's doing.
Makes fun of itself.
It also harkens back and tugs on some nostalgic strings inside of you. If you were a Karate Kid fan, you like the original trilogy.
Yep.
It hits on some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's good. I agree. I enjoyed that.
Come back
so the
in,
teaser
friend.
Is out. But I started season three of Hacks with Jean Smart.
Yes.
And Hannah Einbender, I believe is her name. And it's really good. Really, really good. She's amazing in this role, Jean Smart. I mean, and she's a stunning woman. She's just got a real presence about her. Yeah. Like, when you see her, you're like, that's somebody. You know, she's got like that star quality about her. It's good. It's funny. There are two episodes out right now. I think you will enjoy them both. There is a little gratuitous nudity that I didn't think was necessary, but whatever. Whatever. It's fine.
You want to skip past it? Skip past it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just fast forward a little bit and that's it.
I watched the first episode of season one.
Oh, really?
That is as far as I got into Hacks.
No, really? Michael?
Yeah.
Never watched it.
Oh, no kidding.
No.
Oh, I think you guys would like it.
Okay.
It's critically acclaimed.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I liked what I saw. I liked the meet cute of how Jean Smart and then this up and coming writer sort of come in contact with each other. And that's all I remembered, like, okay, cool.
They kind of butt heads, and then in the end, you know, you realize they need each other. It's good.
Yeah.
Come back.
Maybe I will. What channel?
HBO?
Max?
Yep.
Yep.
I like saying that still too. What channel is it on? Let's keep channel.
Okay, now let's just flip this for a second.
All right.
What if I said that?
Okay.
What if I said that? You'd be like, channel, okay,
here, let's try
boomer.
It. I can do an exact thing.
All right.
Let's role play.
In case you're wondering what channel it's on, it's Max.
Okay. Channel. Hi, 1991. It's no longer a channel. It's streaming service. Donna, I know it's more words and more sounds, but guess what? I believe in you and I support you.
That's exactly how that would have happened. What if I said telephone? Hey, who's on the telephone?
That also feels weird. Speaking of telephone, I saw this meme yesterday, and it said two brothers talking. Alexander Graham Bell. Brother, I just finished the phone. It's spectacular. His brother, Taco, said, I'm working on something. Get it?
No.
Come on, Donna.
Say it all over again.
Alex said, two brothers talking. This okay. is a meme.
Oh,
he vibes with me the whole time, okay?
I missed the meme part.
Alexander Graham Bell says, brother, I just finished the phone and it's spectacular. His brother, Taco, responded, I'm working on something. He's working on Taco Bell.
I see. That's funny.
You know, Donna, Xi Jinping. There are so many things that are floating right now.
Do you want to talk about slang from the 90s while we're on the subject?
No, because I forgot to put the link in there, even though it's yellow.
Okay, Steve. It's fine. See. Don't worry about it.
Tell everybody the date and time.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is May 3rd, 2024, the year of our Lord. And Sunday will be Cinco de Mayo. Enjoy.
Cinco de Mayo.
Is that a song?
No, but it feels like it could be, right?
All right. Yeah. Do you want me to move on with another story? Or are you still looking for a link?
Dang. Still looking. Move on. I'll come in when it's ready.
All right. Tiffany Haddish has revealed to the Los Angeles Times that she sometimes investigates the trolls spamming her social media accounts with like mean comments. And then she finds a way to reach out to them directly. She said that online bullying got so negative over the last year that she hired a digital forensics analyst when death threats started coming her way. And the analyst's research showed that 75% of those threats were created by robots in Malaysia and Iran. What?
Interesting.
Anyway, so what she does is she looks up, she created a new account under a different name, and she has found out how to gather people's information, like their credit report, their police records. She said you could do it for $1.99. And sometimes I get so mad that I'll get their phone number and I'll just call them directly. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Then they're all shocked and they'll be like, oh, I can't believe you even saw that. That's pretty clever. Have you guys ever done that? Like looked up people's information?
It's a lot of work.
Not really.
Yeah, I think you could just Google their name and then it'll be like, for $1.99, we'll get you a report on this person.
People. Now an Instagram video. I wasn't really paying attention because I was looking for this video and I'm happy to say I found it. Okay. But I trust that what you said, like, didn't even need me because you're expert when it comes to communicate. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, you're going to play it from your phone?
Yes, Donna, we're short on time.
Get up with the times, you know that awesome or big time will get the point across as in, that was an awesome evening segment I just saw. Well, here are some other phrases you want to know if you want to be sure to sound hip in the 90s. Yo, a greeting.
Yo, Curb, what's up?
Clutch the pearls, said in amazement or disbelief.
Well, you know he's married.
Clutch the pearls.
Buck. In the 80s, it was just wasted.
Bucked. I don't know how many I had, but boy, did I get bucked. I sure felt it the next morning. That was really the worst thing I'd ever done.
Remember saying this stuff, Donna?
I don't remember any of that.
As in the TV show where the impossible is often accomplished.
I can't believe you got off that speeding ticket. What a MacGyver.
Norville.
What a movie.
Nobody said that.
What? I can't believe you saw your job.
I hate everything about what you're doing right now.
You hate it mostly because I'm playing it from my phone.
That is correct.
What was that third one?
Just bucked, bucked,
thank
bucked.
You. Thank you very, very much. I
got bucked.
That.
Like, wow, got man. Okay. I got bucked from, I stayed out too late last night drinking. It. I got bucked.
There we go.
Does that mean like hammered?
Yes, Donna.
I assume that comes from like you're on a horse and you got bucked off the horse.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Right, right.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody says clutch your pearls and nobody said that in the 90s.
Clutch my pearls to that. Pearls.
That's like the 60s, right?
I don't know. The video said it was the 90s. Donna.
I don't know what the point
look
of
at
any
this
of that
guy.
Was.
He's from the 90s. The point was we were going to talk about it and be like, I remember saying clutch the pearls.
Do you guys?
No, but we were younger. You were in your adult life, and so we thought you. We were still like goo goo gaga, meet mom, you know, stuff like that. Donna,
you were probably 15
at some point
in the 90s, right?
Yes.
You're born in 84?
98. I turned my sweet 15.
Okay. I'd like to go. Donna, want leave?
When we return. How long do you allow your check engine light to be on?
It's funny you say that. It's uh-oh. Been on for a few weeks.
We'll tell you what the average is. And then I might play you another fun video from Instagram.
No.
That parents of elementary kids will enjoy. That one we come back down to see by talk.
Hey there, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. It's a beautiful day out there. It is spring and summer shirt season, and I am looking pretty good in my hipster vintage summer shirt today. I couldn't have said the same thing last year because I was pushing like 200 pounds. I'm not a 200-pound person. I'm kind of a little short guy. I said to the doctor and his team at MNFatLoss.com, what do I got to do to not be a 200-pound guy? They put me on the 2-month reduction phase at MNFatLoss.com. I ate foods I actually liked. I didn't eat prepackaged meals. I didn't take weird pills. I didn't do like weird tricks to trick my body. No, I ate actually good food and lost weight. I was down in the low 170s when I was done with that, and I'm still there right now. Call them up. Get that free consultation. Say my name, Rocco, or my talk. You can save $200.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Donna and Steve here. My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun.
People are enjoying themselves.
It's fun. No heavy stuff here. Sometimes there is, but not usually.
Nothing that Ozempic can't cure.
That's right.
Get it?
I sure do, Steve.
You said no heavy stuff here. And we were talking about the weight loss benefits of Ozempic.
Yeah, that was good.
See,
was
I feel good. Like jokes are best when explained. Hey, let's get nerdy, shan't we, Donna?
Okay, then.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
All right.
All right.
The average American ignores their check engine light for how long? Donna's got her own story sheet.
Mine says maintenance required.
I think that's the same kind of thing.
I'm like, that's an oil change thing. I'm like 400 miles over my oil change.
Yeah, that's easy to abuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially with modern cars.
Yeah. I'll get to it. The thing is, I want to sell my car, and I'm like, well, I don't want to bring it in. If I'm going to sell it, why am I going to pay for this? I'm going to...
Although they do like to see that you got your oil changes when somebody buys it. You're never going to sell that thing, Donna. You were supposed to sell that 2 years ago, friend. And that's just me truth talking to you.
Maybe
I love
you. Should I keep it as a beater?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think you should sell it. Get the $500 that they'll give you, or get a scrap metal price or whatever. I mean, she like backed into somebody a while ago. The fender has a hole in it, and she's just rolling. It is a very interesting part of you because, and I appreciate the frugality of it, I do. But you also... have the money to purchase a new vehicle. And frankly, purchasing a new vehicle that feels safe and, you know, as you've worked hard throughout your life. And so to feel like, oh, I feel really good each time I get into my vehicle. I don't feel like that's too much of a financial reach, but there's something about you that has just said, I'll continue.
I mean, it gets me from point A to point B.
They
I
all
don't
do.
Care. I don't really...
I do.
I hear you. I'm listening.
I know what you're saying.
I hear you as well.
My dad says you can buy a pen that costs 5 cents or you can buy a pen that costs $5,000, both right.
Correct.
Meaning W-R-I-T-E.
Correct. I'm with your dad.
Same thing with a vehicle there. When I was a teenager, I used to say I would rather have a nice car than a nice home.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel that way anymore. And I, you know, I was rolling in the cousin to the vehicle that you're in for a while, but it did feel nice when the upgrade occurred. And I think it'd be interesting to see you in a vehicle that's not covered in hair with visible toenail clippings and old bills. That'd be hard for me to even, I think you'd look good.
Wow.
The average American ignores a check engine light for 4 months.
Months?
Months.
Wow, that's a long time.
4 months before they address it. 20% will put it off even longer, between 6 and 18 months.
Wow. I think because people are under the impression that it's just a computer thing that needs to be reset. At least that's where I come from. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, something's wrong with my car. I'm like, oh, shoot, I need to... And I did say, shoot, I need to, you know, just bring it in and get it reset.
Bring it in, yeah.
Stick 'em up, yeah.
When asked which car repairs stress people out the most, problems with the engine were number one. Issues with the brakes were next, followed by problems with the fuel system, the exhaust system, the tires.
The alternator.
And the AC or heat. Listen, friends, I went a whole summer in my last car. A whole hot, humid Minnesota summer without getting my air conditioning fixed. Here's what would happen. It would cool down on the passenger side, and about 30 minutes into the ride, the cool would finally make it over to the driver's side vents. Oh. I went an entire summer.
Recently?
2 summers ago. Really embarrassing. Like, I know it would have cost money, but I would have been able to find the $800 or $1,100, whatever it would have cost. And every day I got into my car and felt the pain of that. Not all heroes wear capes!
Okay.
Now we shift to this.
All right.
I found someone who's... I see her videos and I'm like, this person is funny. Her name is Jamie Nato. I'm guessing. It's spelled J-A-M-I, last name N-A-T-O. Yami Nato? Jamie Nato? Is that a thing? Is that like a play on word? Jamie Nato. I didn't know if it was like a mad gab, like Jamie faster.
Jamie Nato.
Jamie Nato.
Like the Jaminator. Jamie Nato. I think it's just her name.
An author, a speaker. Says she's supposedly funny in her bio. She's got 224,000 followers on Instagram. That's pretty solid. I've come across some of her funny videos. I am the parent of 2 elementary school kids of my 4. 2 are in elementary school. And I just thought as we near the end of the year, some parents of elementary school kids.
Where are the other 2?
In middle school and not in school.
Sorry, I blew up. I
struggle with basic facts?
I thought, when you say elementary school, I hear K through 8.
Okay.
Sorry. That's how I grew up.
I accept your apology.
K through 8 and then high school. We didn't do middle schools.
I'm sorry, Donnie. You're not in freaking Jersey anymore.
Things
are different now.
I don't have children, so I don't know these things.
Imagine in this video, she's got the big wide mouth filter on, which is a very funny filter. Yes. And this is her, and every parent will be able to relate with this with the elementary kids and the notes that we get in the emails and the text messages. Here she is. Just a note from your elementary school teacher.
It's Brantley, your kiddo's elementary school teacher. Every day in May, we are going to be dressing up like a letter of the alphabet, except we're going to start with Z to make your life harder. And then it's going to have a numerical value with each letter with this formula below.
Totally difficult formula.
And that is going to be hard for you guys because you're stupid. But that is going to give you the password to that obscure educational math program that you haven't logged into all year, which composes half of your kids' math grades. Every other odd Thursday, we are celebrating National Grass-Fed Beef Jerky Day. So bring your favorite kind. And that will happen if your kids do their book reports on time, which are to be made entirely, as you know, out of pipe cleaners or alternately cheese. Lastly, the class hamster has escaped into one of your child's backpacks. Buster is gluten-free. He takes 1 liquid IV packet in his water bottle daily, and he gets a chiropractic adjustment each month.
Oh my God. A couple times.
And pro tip, use hush voices around his cage because he pretends to die. And then when you bury him and he digs out, it's traumatizing for the kids. And ask me how I know. LOL.
Isn't that great?
He digs out. Yes, very
funny.
Great.
She is J-A-M-I-N-A-T-O. Jamie Nato. She is a very funny follow. I can't tell. She kind of seems like she could be from Minnesota. I don't know if she's from Minnesota.
It's probably in her bio somewhere.
I don't see it in the bio, Donna.
Hey, guys, I have an email here. Do you want to hear it? Here it goes.
Absolutely.
The mail's here.
You just presented us with a study on how long people leave their check engine light on before getting it looked at.
Yes.
This from our buddy Stillwater Steve. Mm-hmm. Guys, for $25, you can get an engine code reader off Amazon. Best investment I bought in a long time. And your friends will think you're really cool when you hook up to their cars and check their codes and then reset the check engine light.
Nice.
How about that?
There you go. Thank you, Stillwater Steve. I was waiting for the innuendo in there somewhere. I was like, read with caution.
Right.
Read with caution.
I hear you.
Hey, when we come back, Rocco's got something special planned for us on a fun Friday. It's Rocco Clocko next, Dawn and Steve.
Hey there, it is Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know, I talk about Crescent Tide because I made an ad for them once and I talked about how it's not a full service funeral home. They just do simple, customizable cremations. It's a small family run business right here in St. Paul. And my mom heard it and she's like, you know, all those things you said, small business, you can prepay for a simple cremation. It's not a big, fancy, formal funeral home. Those are the things I want. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to prepay and pre-plan for a simple cremation because I like having things done my way and I like taking care of things for my kids. So she did that and things are all buttoned up. So thanks, Mom. But I also talk about Crescent Tide because when I look at their Google reviews or I hear from friends and coworkers about how great their services are and how they came through for families in that time of need, in that time of grief, I'm happy to endorse them. They're good people over there. Check them out today, Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Can't believe the show's almost over.
Every time you can't believe it.
I just can't believe how fast everything goes.
You know, I guess if you put it this way, this show is 3 hours long. But I feel like when I watch a 2 hour movie, that's longer.
Wow. That's real deep, man.
Say go off, King.
Go off, King.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like if I told you, like, go off, Queen, you know?
Just, I've never heard that expression.
Like it just means like go off, like yes.
Oh,
say
like,
more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go off. Like go off is negative, right? Like, no, oh, well, he was going off on that person.
Yeah, yeah. It's yes, it can have a negative connotation. Let's abandon this. This our chemistry is
off.
Is getting worse by the day. Many have said.
No, it's not.
We were out on Wednesday. The two of us were out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Allie and Brittany filled in. We are told that they actually called down to the cafeteria to talk with Brian about the soup.
And then Brittany had like a laughing fit.
A listener tipped us off and said there was some smack being talked as well that we might just want to listen to how the whole call plays out. Mike, do you have the whole call prepared for us?
Yeah, I got the whole call.
All right. Here's how it played out on Wednesday.
Brian, it's Brittany and Allie.
Hi.
I told Tom to tell you to not be disappointed.
Oh, never.
See, that's the sunshine I'm looking for. What's the soup today, brah?
I got chili Wednesday, chili every Wednesday.
All right, and what's for lunch?
We got Reuben.
Heck yeah.
Brittany likes her meats.
Brian, the call that I have to Arby's is unnatural. Like, I constantly feel like my low iron is just reminding me how much I love Arby's all the time. Do you subscribe to calling a Reuben a Rachel then when you make those changes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm glad you fall in that realm.
But I have specific days for the Rachel. So if people want to come down and order Rachel, I'll reluctantly do it, but I'll be like, well, it's going to be on the menu down the road.
I love the little bit of attitude because whenever I work anywhere, I have to give that little bit of attitude to remind them that I am also in charge.
He's a specialty sandwich person.
Yeah,
let's not like that.
Respect. All right, Brian, we'll literally see you in like probably
7 minutes?
Yeah, tops. Tops. Like, we're both, Allie stayed at my house last night, and we both were like, I'm not that hungry. I'm kind of excited. And then now we've hit a level where, like,
we did the girl thing where it's like, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry either.
I'm less hungry.
And now you're both just starving.
I have never been less hungry.
Yeah. So you'll see us very soon, and we're not going to be very girly. So
that's cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. You're the best.
Bye.
Well, at least, like, we got great reviews from Brian.
I'm just going to go gorge myself.
Wow, that's inappropriate.
Okay, sorry.
I do have a weird obsession with, at some point in my life, trying a something about her sandwich. But I have been told many a times that the food at Sir Sexy...
this is all Vanderpump Rules talking now. So I don't understand what
anything bad.
I didn't hear any smack talk.
Who was...
Yeah, I kind of wanted some smack talk.
How about Brian, like, really being receptive and...
Yeah, honestly, we deal with him, and he's like a curmudgeon that comes up from a hole in the ground to talk to us.
He's like Oscar the Grouch.
And then with them, he's like Big Bird.
He's like,
yeah, we got Elmo over here. That's so funny, girls. What do
I don't know what they were talking about.
What did they do that made him feel so positive? Let's call him early.
I guess she was like, hi, all flirty. Hi, Brian. It's Brittany and Allie. Okay. Are we calling
By
him
By the
now?
Way, Susie follows up with negative Susie here, Steve's words. I've had three weddings in 4 years for our three adult children who chose no kids and therefore no hokey pokey. LOL. Happy Friday, Susie.
Happy Friday, Susie. What are your thoughts on kids not being invited to weddings?
I would invite them. I've only been to weddings where...
No, I mean you as a parent.
Would I want to bring them?
As someone sends you a wedding invitation.
Okay.
Let's say it's your brother.
Okay.
And your brother sends it to you and Lou.
Okay.
And
unnecessary
on the bottom,
details are dragging this story on, but I'm tracking.
And on the bottom, it says, no children, please.
I wouldn't feel offended by that. I would just be like, okay, well, we need to find a sitter.
Okay.
And it becomes less of an event for us, right? Because we can just fully enjoy ourselves without having to parent.
Right.
But I also think that they're at a family celebration like that. It's nice when you see the little ones getting crazy on the dance floor, having their moment,
yes,
and then getting carried out at the end of the night because they're so tired. I also think that. I mean, don't act like the kids are more of a nuisance than the sloppy drunk people that you have,
true,
necessarily,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
They'll cause less damage than those dudes. Or dudettes! I don't want to be sexist.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no. It's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no.
It cannot be.
If you're hungry today,
so down
to the cafe.
Since it is big.
Soup of the day.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Hey.
It's Donna and Steve.
Hey. Yeah. We just heard you were just really chatty with Brittany and Allie the other day. I guess they were just a little more bubbly than we are.
Yeah, they didn't tear me down just to bring me back up. You know?
Yeah. No, wow. That's true. As long as you know we do it for a reason. They did not, belittle your garbage chili. So I guess that was a nice start.
I don't think they really know about the chili.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
They're just uninformed chili eaters.
And you don't make it anyway.
No.
You outsource. No. So we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold
else do you work? Because the other day, I thought you worked at a hospital, and I was hoping to bump into you at a hospital cafeteria. Where do you work?
I'm not giving that information.
He works at a restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Especially for the fact that it's going to be nice out, and I'm cooking outdoors tonight.
Wait a minute, Brian.
Oh.
Remember the old guy, or not the old guy, before Good Buddy. You remember that? Wasn't there someone else who used to work at a hospital?
Levi.
Didn't Levi work at a hospital?
No, it was St. Jude Medical. We got that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe
in the healthcare field.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
I had DoorDash the last couple nights.
How was that?
It was good. Yeah. I had pad thai.
Yeah, you like spending way more money than you should.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I'm like hostage, you know. I'm staying at the hospital with my wife, so it's like it's either the hospital food, which I'm sure is great, but then I get a hankering and I'm like, "You know what? I've been in here all day.
Yeah,
let's get a nice dish."
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
What do you ever make pad thai?
No.
Sure, I make some Thai dishes. Yeah.
You don't make it here.
Yeah, I've made it here. Huh. I've made everything here.
Can we put in a request?
You want pad thai?
Steve does.
Okay.
Not right now, though. I'm going to trim down.
I think we have a soup guest coming in next week, Brian.
Cool.
I didn't mean to say son of a. I meant to say yes. Already? Yes.
So what is the soup?
Oh, yeah. What is
the soup Donnie, today? You're going to like it. Split pea.
Yes! Oh, well, yeah.
People Woo! Coming from prop stores all over getting it for their next horror movie.
Whatever. Wow.
That's awful, Steve.
It looks like that's what they use for the demonic vomit in The Exorcist or whatever it was.
We know.
Yeah, we know, Steve.
You should put her face up on the window, Brian.
Donna? Right over,
no, The Exorcist. Either would work, frankly. Either would work.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we got to go.
Entree.
Oh, it's a chicken salad with bacon in it, and then it's wrapped in a pita with some fresh lettuce on it. But the chicken salad's got kale in it, lemon flavored. It's good.
Yum. All right. We'll see you in a few minutes.
All right.
Thank you. All right. See what I did there, Steve? I said, all right.
Like Matthew McConaughey.
You get me.
Golly.
Oh, my gosh. You're great.
The amount of tools that you have in that chest are really crazy. Thank you, Donna. Very, very exciting.
You're like my best friend, maybe.
Okay, we'll take a break for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Bradley and Dawn in next, then LoJ after that. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don and Steve, have a great weekend.
Bye. Thanks, Mike. Bye.